That was Jeremy Kittle and a track from his album Whorls, which just came out this last year. And as I said before, Jeremy Kittle is the featured artist on the Battle Creek Symphony Orchestra's Celtic Christmas program, which begins Saturday at 7:30 in W.K. Kellogg Auditorium. And right now, I'd like to say hello to the conductor of the Battle Creek Symphony who put this program together, Ann Harrigan. Hello.
Good morning, Kara, and hello to you, too.
I'm sorry we can't be together in the studio as usual, but you can't predict what highway traffic is going to be. So I really appreciate you pulling over and making the effort to talk to me by phone this morning.
Well, thanks for patching me in, and I'm delighted that I'm able to talk to you because I'm so excited about this concert. And I think the weather is going to be clearing up. For the rest of the weekend, we're going to have a wonderful Saturday. And things are going to be quite heated up, however, down at W.K. Kellogg Auditorium at 7:30 this coming Saturday with our Celtic Christmas concert. Some people might have heard Jeremy Kittle, or as he calls it nowadays, Kittle and Co., at the Michigan Irish Music Festival. He was one of the headliners there. Huge, huge hit. And he's going to be joining us alongside of a whole cast of thousands of Celtic artists. The concert's kind of exploded with all these artists. We've got Jeremy Kittle, Quinn Bakken, who is the guitarist of the group, Josh Pinkham, who's called The Future of the Mandolin. And then we've got Elizabeth June, who will be singing with us, and The Founding, which is Kalamazoo's kind of newest, hottest group. Then we have Liz Brennan from Grand Rapids, and I cannot pronounce her dancing school, but she has a fabulous dancing school that just won regionals down in Nashville just a week ago, and she's going to make her debut with the orchestra. And finally, we're welcoming back Christopher Layer, who's a real favorite on Illan Pipes, Tin Whistle, and Flute.
When people think of Irish Christmas music, it's sometimes hard to distinguish between Irish style or Irish tunes and the English tradition, but there are some dedicated, some even in Irish language, songs that belong to the Irish Christmas traditions, and it looks on like on your program, you're starting with one of those called the Wexford Carol.
Yes, the Wexford Carol is one of my favorites because it sets the mood. We've got the drones of the pipes. And now these are the Irish pipes. They're called the Illan pipes, which you've heard in Braveheart, surprisingly enough, or the Titanic. Or you actually, if you heard King Arthur, Legend of the Sword recently, you heard Christopher Layer playing the pipes. And so it starts out with this really haunting sound, and it sets this stage for the concert so perfectly.
How does the program continue from there?
Well, from there we're going to take a little bit of a departure. I figured this was a perfect opportunity to present one of Jeremy's new tunes because it's a Bach prelude. It's a Bach prelude from the Partita in E major. It's a brilliant piece of classical solo violin work, which he has put his own spin on it. And that's a lot of what we're going to be doing at the concert on Saturday, doing traditional Christmas pieces with a Celtic spin to it, or traditional Celtic pieces, or we've even had some new pieces commissioned, you know, that have a little bit of both. So Jeremy's going to do his version of the Bach prelude from the Partita in E major. He calls it Preludio.
And then his bandmate, Josh Pinkham, who you said was a phenom on mandolin, he's got a spin on another familiar, more of a holiday melody.
Yes, he's going to be performing Carol of the Bells along with Gregory Maytan, our concertmaster. And this is something that we put together after I heard Josh at the Michigan Irish Music Festival in September. Just such a fantastic player, and I said I really wanted to have something that would feature his talent. So that's going to be a lot of fun hearing the Carol of the Bells in a whole new way.
Once again, those are just a couple of highlights at the beginning of the show this Saturday, which starts at 7:30 at W.K. Kellogg Auditorium. Tickets and more information are available at battlecreeksymphony.org. And what's that phone number again, Anne?
It's area code 269-963-1911. So, yes, that's the first part of our show. I'm sorry, I can tell you were breathing, getting ready to say something, so I'll pass it off to you.
I just wanted to get back to how the whole program snowballed. You and I both have been talking about this Celtic tradition in Michigan and beyond. And just over the last couple of years, I've seen your interest and maybe even a little fiddling become something that you're really pursuing, and like a little more inside stories on how all of this snowballed and you reached out to so many people to come together on Saturday.
Well, it's interesting. My interest in Celtic music started in about 2000, when I first moved here from Michigan. I really hadn't been particularly interested or aware of Irish music, and I was hired by what was then called the West Shore Symphony, which is now the West Michigan Symphony. I was hired as a guest conductor, and they hired me for a concert on St. Patrick's Day, a classical concert, and I think they hired me because my name was Harrigan, but I really didn't know any Irish music. And so I cold called over to the RTE Orchestra, which is, I don't even remember what it stands for, but it's Dublin's premier professional orchestra. And I called them. I said, I need some help. And this is back in the day when making a phone call to Ireland was quite a daunting thing. And I actually spoke to somebody, and she said, you'll want to do the Brendan Voyage, the Concerto for Uilleann Pipes and Orchestra. To which I responded, what are Uilleann Pipes? And she said, you said your name was Hadigan, didn't you? So I had some learning to do. And I researched the piece, found it to be a fascinating piece. And that was not a piece that ended up being programmed at the time, but I was so interested in it, I wanted to do it, you know, with one of my orchestras. And so in 2001, I believe, in September 2001, I actually did program the piece with a wonderful Uilleann Piper who I had come to know named Christopher Layer, the same Christopher Layer who is helping me out by performing again. One of the pieces was written for him. It was written by Evan Chambers. It was written for him and Jeremy and performed about 5 years ago. And we brought it back up again. We really wanted to bring him back and feature him. He was in New York, and now he lives in New Harmony, Indiana, where he's founded a music festival there.
Oh, I would like to go to New Harmony, Indiana. That sounds like a very musical place to be.
So that was the beginning of my interest. And as I have gotten involved with the music, it's such an interesting take. The dance-like elements and the improvisatorial elements are so fascinating. So, yes, Kara, for those of you who don't know, Kara is an extremely accomplished Irish musician in her own right. As a professional, plays flute professionally with Andro, and is pretty mean on the button accordion, too, I will say.
Let's not get carried away.
But at any rate, so yes, as I was watching, you know, these people playing, and it was something I really got interested in, so I started up, you know, dabbled in it from time to time, but about a year ago, I decided to start playing up again. I actually went to Edinburgh, where my daughter was studying at the time, and I listened to these Scottish and Irish music sessions. I thought, God, you know, what a wonderful thing to do. And you and I have talked about the Elgar Enigma variations, mm-hmm. and how fantastic it was that these musicians who were amateurs would get together and play chamber music together. And the session playing together in these Irish sessions reminds me of that. And it's fascinating because you run into people who are very accomplished professionals in other fields. I mean, there's somebody who's used to write, the entertainment writer for the Kalamazoo Gazette, I believe that is, and somebody who's the deacon of the archdiocese in Grand Rapids, somebody who manages liberal arts colleges, attorneys, and all these very accomplished, interesting people who come together to play music. And I just think it's a wonderful thing that people do in this day and age when so much is focusing on electronics or isolation. I think it's one of the best of the best. And so I've become very interested in it. And it has changed how I hope I will be conducting this concert on Saturday, because I think I have a better understanding of the traditional musicians, and hopefully we'll be able to communicate to the classical musicians the intricacies of the style and the interpretation better than I would have, you know, even 5 years ago.
Anne Harrigan is the conductor of the Battle Creek Symphony Orchestra, which presents A Celtic Christmas on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in W.K. Kellogg Auditorium. We've been talking about all the guest artists and Anne's own background and interest in a different style of music beyond the classical preparation, which you've worked on your whole life. And I've noticed myself that being classically trained both helped and sometimes didn't help learning Celtic music, but learning another style helped both eventually, you know.
Yes, eventually. No, that's absolutely true. And eventually is the word. It has helped. I think it has definitely helped my conducting. First of all, getting back into playing. No, walked away from playing the violin for a long time because just the demands, you know, that it takes to do both conducting and music director work and play the violin, just not really enough time. But getting back into it, it helps me understand, you know, the perspective, you know, from that other side of the podium, for starters. The other thing with Irish music is that the tradition is all oral. It is frowned upon to learn the music by reading the music. And so that challenges your ear to a very high level. One of the other things that's interesting about Irish music is the level of ornamentation is quite detailed, and that has changed how I interpret things. For example, the Messiah, which nowadays the ornamentation tends to be more staid with, I think, modern orchestras. But back in the day, these musicians would have also played traditional music. There was a lot more freedom and variety in ornamentation, and so I'm bringing a different approach to ornamentation than I used to based on what I've been learning, and I just think my ear has changed. What's interesting, talking to Liz Knowles, who was an accomplished Baroque violinist as well as an accomplished traditional violinist, the way that you play Irish music, you'll take a 16-measure phrase and people will spend years studying in it, refining it, and interpreting it. And so that's changed the way I interpret something. It's difficult to do that with a 55-minute symphony. You know, just there's just not enough time. You'd have to specialize in one piece. But the way I will look at phrasing and the different options, I think, have opened up for me more in looking at how traditional musicians look at a very short piece of music and will study it in such depth.
Anne Harrigan will conduct A Celtic Christmas on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Details at battlecreeksymphony.org. And we've also mentioned that this concert features a host of special guests, including fiddler Jeremy Kittle, who grew up right here in Michigan, Christopher Lair, who hails from New Harmony, Indiana, and the recently formed group The Founding, which was formerly known as Blarney Castle. It started here in Kalamazoo by Western Michigan University students primarily. Their impressive first album came out about a year ago, and one of the things that stood out to me about The Founding is they focused on originality and writing their own material, creating complex arrangements, more complex than you would find on a traditional, typical traditional Celtic recording. And they just have ambition, I think, and are really reaching for the stars with their music. I'm sure that impressed you too.
Oh, I agree. Well, it was interesting because what happened is I received an email from Liam Lynch, who has his finger on all the Celtic music in the state and in the region. And he emailed me and he said, I don't know if you remember, but many years ago you gave a break to two women who, you know, you had heard and had them given the opportunity to perform on stage with the Battle Creek Symphony. And those two women were Allie Haraburda and Diane Latio, which is now the Moxie Strings, who are incredibly successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so he emailed me saying, you know, I wonder if you would consider, you know, doing this again for another group. So he introduced me to this group, and I think they're doing a fantastic job, really talented young folks, and it's going to be a lot of fun to have them and have Jeremy Kittle, who's, you know, at the top of the top. He's one of the finest Irish / you know, jazz / whatever he is, fiddlers out there. So we'll have somebody who hails from Michigan, who's absolutely, you know, busting the charts with his fantastic new album, his great performances, touring everywhere. He's been on Prairie Home Companion several times. And then we're going to have a brand new group, which will be exciting. And so it's going to be hopping, as I said. It's definitely going to be quite the evening. I know people are been really excited about it. It's been exploding all over Facebook. And I hope people will come, have fun. Dancing in the aisles probably would not be frowned upon. So, but it should be a wonderful, wonderful way to celebrate the holidays.
Are there any other highlights from, like, the second part of the program that you want to mention before we wrap up here?
Well, the concert just kind of goes and goes and builds. We've got the Bells of Dublin, Christmas Eve. We've got Christmas Day in the morning, some of these more traditional Irish tunes, Duan Uiche, which is a great Celtic song, which is very haunting. And then we kind of wrap it up with a piece that was written by Evan Chambers, who's on the faculty at University of Michigan, but is also really well-versed in traditional Irish music, that he wrote for the Battle Creek Symphony, which is a suite of Christmas carols and dances. So it's written for, it's actually written for Jeremy and Christopher Layer, and it was written for Nick Garris, and Z Brennan will be performing. And so it's got dancing written in, which I think is really cool. And it's that's definitely, you know, the highlight of the concert, of all these great Christmas carols, kind of a mix of Irish and traditional Christmas carols in this Irish setting, with pipes, with whistle, with flute, with fiddle, with guitar, mandolin, and dance. So it's a huge finale.
And, of course, the full orchestra of the Battle Creek Symphony. And it's been terrific to catch up with you on this concert. I look forward to seeing you conduct it and to talking to Jeremy in the pre-concert feature. That's probably about a little close to an hour before the show begins, maybe a little less.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's 6:40. Yes, that's right. Kara, you will be interviewing Jeremy and Kittle, yeah, and Co. So
I can't wait.
A great opportunity for people to come and hear him talk and kind of get his take on things. And thanks for doing that, Kara. I think people will really enjoy the pre-concert show.
My pleasure. I look forward to seeing you Saturday. And why don't we listen to a little more music from Jeremy Kittle? And it's been great to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much for making this work. Thank you.